Here is a secret on how you can troubleshoot sound problem in a mobile phone. I bet most of you guys already know how you can identify the sound circuit, which is the sound IC circuit, right? So when you identify the sound IC circuit, then you have a sound problem, maybe no sound at all, or maybe you have a type of noisy sound. Even when you change the speaker and even when you change the sound IC, you are still getting no sound, or you are still getting a type of sound that it's not actually coming out clear, right? So from here you will know what to do. The sound circuit of mobile phones always have two filters, which are either low value resistors or they are coils. And these are the things that you also need to check. If they are passing through, if the coils are okay, you can replace them. But that's not the secret of this video. You need to keep in mind that the sound that the sound IC gets to amplify, because the sound IC is for amplification. Meanwhile, the sound signal is from the CPU. You see the difference? The CPU sends sound IC the sound signal, the sound IC amplifies it. It's just like when you connect an aux cable, maybe to your headphones, to your MP3, to your home theater. The home theater will be like the sound IC that amplifies to give a high sound that you can be able to get, right? So this problem might be between the CPU and the sound IC, maybe the components, which are mostly resistors that transfer the signal that the signal passes through, might have a problem, and you will have to use schematic to find these resistors and change them. Another reason why you might be getting a type of sound or maybe no sound at all is because the sound circuit is not getting the input voltage, or the input voltage of the sound circuit is fluctuating. So it can be the VPH, which is the main power supply directly, or it can be a PMU voltage, which is a voltage that the power manager IC generates and sends to the sound circuit when you switch on the phone. So you can use your multimeter to check the input, if the input is fluctuating, or you can also check if the input is available or not. So with this, you will know if the power manager IC needs to change the components between the power manager IC and the IC, the components that are passing the input voltage as a problem, and you will have to replace them and all that stuff. And that's how you easily study all these circuits. So if you want my course, this answer is my right here. I have a basic level and a professional level course, which you learn things like how to test resistors, all the ranges, how to test resistors, ohm resistor, kilo ohm resistor, how to use your multimeter completely, how to identify all these ICs, which you are going to learn this type of things, and how to read schematics in just my basic level course. So the professional level course, you learn things like this. You learn from the block diagram to the schematic diagram, how to use schematic diagrams to do deep troubleshooting, and also from there you learn the practical part of repairing, doing the actual repair, reballing, and doing all that stuff. So if you want my course, you can get the course from the link in my bio, or the link in the comment section, or the link in the video description. Answer is my right here. You can follow, subscribe for more videos. Thank you and see you soon.